utilizing several presentations, a little bit about this project in particular. Kathy Spinn was pioneers in the Iowa ownership business model. Kathy Spinn has about 500 shareholders. Their involvement in the project, also with the public stock offering that we've been doing over the last 4 or 5 weeks. We expect to have another 500 Iowa investors in this project. So this project will be owned by about 1,000 residents of the state of Iowa. We're also looking at a world-class golf course resort. Our 15 years of experience here in Iowa, we've learned a lot of things over the last 15 years. One of which is a casino as a standalone attraction worked well as a tourist destination in the early 90s when Iowa was the only game in town. But as the industry has matured and other states have come online, you need to have other amenities associated with your facility. And so we're proposing to build a first-class championship golf course as part of our project. Our golf course designer, Mr. Reese Jones, is here today. He'll be speaking about that portion of the project. Reese is better known as the Open Doctor. When the U.S. Golf Association is looking for somebody to redesign the courses for the U.S. Open, they contact Reese Jones. He said he's redesigned 7 courses for the U.S. Open. He's also done 3 Ryder Cup courses and approximately 100 other golf courses throughout the country, and so we're very proud to have him as a member of our team. Finally, we also have KKE Architects. They're a national firm based out of Minneapolis. We're working with the fellows out of Minneapolis. Brian Erickson will be presenting his portion of the presentation, talking actually about the facility itself. Ron is an Iowa State graduate, coming back to Iowa to do a little bit of work for us. He's done a lot of neat tourist destinations throughout the country. Some of his work, so the Cabela's chain, also the Mall of America is probably something that most of you would be familiar. The more important for our purposes, Ron's also got numerous casinos throughout the country, ranging from Mississippi, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, California, et cetera, et cetera. We're really excited to have him as a part of our team because he understands the gaming what it takes to make a real tourist destination. Final point that we'd like to talk about, or that I'd like to talk about, is our location. Location, location, location. Believe it or not, the gaming industry is a retail business, and the location is one of the most important factors. We believe we serve one of the largest underserved markets in the state, the Cedar Rapids, Iowa City corridor. We have approximately 335,000 residents within 50 miles of our property. And side note, we have no casinos within 50 miles of our location. Our project summary, we're looking at a $107 million investment, 18-hole championship golf course, 1,100 slot machines, 40 table games, a 200 luxury room hotel with ample space to do expansion. Also a 1,200-seat entertainment theater venue that we'll be able to do some shows and bring in some top-notch entertainment, and followed up with an arcade bar. We're also anticipating approximately $83 million in revenue our first full year of operations, and that's on the low end of our projections. Depending on the amount of licenses granted, that number could climb as high as $94 million, depending on what happens with the licenses. But more importantly, probably for this commission, is we anticipate paying approximately $154 million in state, local taxes and fees during our first 5 years of operations. So we think we have a pretty neat project that's going to be quite an economic engine for that portion of the state. With that, I'm going to turn it over, a brief video presentation for you, and we'll move forward. Thank you.
Welcome to Riverside. Well, I mean, being involved in the city of Riverside back in the early 60s, I've been mayor for probably 20 years. I had some term on the council And over that period of time, we've tried a lot of things, trying to get industrial development and development in Riverside, picked up downtown and everything, and, you know, they would just, couldn't get the people here, there was just not enough money to do anything. And we do get a little, we do get some little development out in them, some, added jobs. What the area needs, not only Riverside, but Worthington County, needs a business in the community that will bring in jobs to the area and place a ship and mall outside, which we need to see the rest of the big town, so.
In August, Washington County voters made it clear they are ready for a change. They are ready for 850 new jobs. They are ready to build the biggest new project in the state. They are ready to build the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
The site is located in the northeast corner of Washington County. It's about 350 acres, bordered on the south by Highway 22, and bordered on the east by Ohio River. We have an 18-hole golf course being planned. For which the architect is Reed Jones, one of the premier architects in the world. And we're very excited about having the opportunity to have this site. There aren't any large destination type activities in this region except for those things that are associated with the University of Iowa. But just to add balance, you know, broaden the spectrum of efforts, kind of being an opportunity for the people to come to the city.
The steam powered riverboat is celebrating the advance of commercial frontier in the coastal town and improves trade and manufacturing industry. The Riverside Hotel and Casino is not Iowa riverboat history, incorporated into the very fast water construction that brought the river to the town to the exciting strategies and opulence of historic riverboat interior. One finds warehouses and showrooms and floating houses and boroughs. The Steamwind Hotel exterior is designed to evoke the image of waterfront structures and floating development with the direct result of the program. Large manufacturing structures are situated in large openings and fundamentals with the riverbank water feature along its front facade. Guests will enter the casino over this body of water into the magnificent interior of the river. Visitors are brought into a grand saloon, the entrance of the steamboat, whose ornamentation will dazzle and astonish. This saloon has an entrance entrance with its height and vaulted ceiling elaborately decorated with rosettes and moldings, completely newly colored, and supported by rows of granite columns with connected car boxes. Luxurious furnishings, including handsome upholstered furniture, floral carpeting, and well-crafted woodwork, culminating the vision of a perfect chandelier. The entire powder material and color is consistent with the interior of a 19th century riverboat, catering to an upscale clientele. With all the refined budget interior and matching the libertarian interior design, the Riverside Hotel and Casino Resort State Guest continues their in the opulent lifestyle before the grand beginnings of the riverboat, against the backdrop of the industrial and commercial waterfront that rules that each of the call.
I believe our policy will be.
Within 50 miles of rural Riverside, there are no state-regulated casinos, but there are nearly 350,000 zones. The Riverside Casino and Golf Resort will generate $83 million a year in gaming revenue, and pay $154 million in taxes and fees for the first 5 years. It's big. It's these jumps. It's a destination.
I think the golf course is the key to the entire project. I think that's what's going to drive us to the destination of the country.
We have the Washington Country Club here and go on to the golf course, but this one is going to be in the zone. a destination in Florida, bringing people from other states to South East Island to be able to see the land here.
Great offer, great nothing for people.
A dollar.
Beautiful.
A dollar. We already have a casino, golf course, and an art park. What's the downside of that? I mean, it's fun and it's entertaining.
The committee has set aside 25% of our funds that will be given back to each municipality within the county, based on a population for that distribution.
Getting this to pass was a difficult job, and people came forward and talked to me and told me how important this would be to them and their families, and people in Washington, all over the county, a lot of more rural areas in Washington. And so it was important to see all of them in foundation. This is probably the biggest thing that's come along that we're very interested here in exactly what it means. Because we have to get down to it, we need more money, ways that we can, now I am with thanks for your opportunity.
You're talking $2.3 million per year for our foundation, which is substantial. I mean, that will change Washington County. It will be so incredible for Washington County.
First of all, it certainly is unique. After it's been pioneered, structured of local ownership in Iowa, they have the Keel family, the Lincoln, tend to that with the 50% ownership, and then we have about 500 other investors.
Do I like Dole? Yeah, I like Dole. Am I satisfied or am I happy with the partner that the foundation has aligned ourselves with? Is absolutely, and I felt comfortable with these people since day one. Yeah, I have met the Keel family, I've met the Captain Ben people. I'm excited about the quality of the people that we're dealing with. The fact that it's a family-owned business, the fact that they're going to offer local ownership, the people that we're dealing with is also a key reason why I'm in favor of this, you know, and it's also, I think that your family's already proven their neighbors to us. We're excited about the project, but we're looking forward to have a Catfish Ben team that's going to work with us, they're quality people, and the type of people who like to do business with.
This is our casino.
This is our casino.
This is our casino.
This is our casino.
Members of the commission, my name is Ron Arrington. I'm one of the founders of KP Architects, and it's we're really pleased to be involved in this exciting project. We're also I want to thank Dan for he mentioned Iowa State, but not mentioning that I just barely graduated from Lincoln High here in Des Moines. And I really enjoyed the opportunity to work with the Keel family. You know, they're pioneers of Iowa gaming, and you know, to do a first class project takes a first class client, and they understand entertainment, they understand gaming, they understand what it takes to make this project successful. So we're really pleased to be working with them. We've been in business for 36 years and been involved in casino entertainment related projects throughout the country. In addition to the casino that Dan mentioned, we've been involved in, and I can go through some of this because we want to talk about this being more than just a casino venue. We've been involved in large-scale live entertainment amphitheaters, the 20,000 seat amphitheaters in Gordon, Washington, the Virginia. Been involved in large-scale water attractions, the Pearl River Resort, Harbor Cafe in Mississippi, and our Cabela's stores, which are themed retail developments. The one we did in Michigan, I heard, was the largest tourist visitor attraction in the state of Michigan, and of course the Mall of America is the largest visitor attraction in the state of Minnesota. You know, our guests and the general public have just a lot more entertainment offerings available today. And You know, this is a, we need to take casinos to, and this entertainment to a different level, and that's what we're proposing to do here. You know, the guests have become more sophisticated, they're expecting more. And this project that we're showing brings together a critical mass to take this bar to another level. We were including an event and entertainment centers, we have numerous food venues that are exciting and different in this casino. Of course, we have the wonderful golf course, hotel, and many other upscale, high-quality amenities, so we're very excited about this. We think we'll raise the bar in Iowa for casinos and entertainment. Many of the major projects in my firm have been designed by my partner, Muhammad Lal. And Muhammad, the success of his work has been widely published, and I won't go through all the things he's done, but I'll say this, in 2002, the National American Institute of Architects selected Muhammad as the country's top young architect in that year.
Thank you, Ron. Dan asked me to present the overall facility and master plan for Riverside Resort today. And I, first, I don't want to present it to you to share with you two things. One, that I'm one of the best looking architects in the room today. And if I could wear my wallflower shirt in the background, both of which I'm glad that Dan let me do today. As Ron said, you know, our goal and the goal of this project is to really raise the bar in terms of the level of quality and sophistication of casinos that you have in the state of Iowa and Washington County. The Riverside Casino and Resort, there are a number of things that you need to do to really raise the bar and raise the level. One is the importance of the place. The selection of the site is very important. The visibility, the amenities there. The design is very important. I believe the video showed earlier and talked about the relationship with Iowa riverboat history and the importance of the place. The quality of the structure, the quality of how those things go together is very important in terms of determining place. The type of events that occur at these casinos and resorts is very important to emphasize that a full body experience. The theming, something that we'll talk about, that's extremely important as well, the overall ambiance. And most importantly is the overall experience of the project. The Riverside Casino and Resort will be a high quality upscale casino on 340-acre destination golf resort. It's designed to match the elegant, opulence, and luster of a riverboat town. We don't believe there'll be any comparison in the state of Iowa. The unique theming and design will create an exciting and tremendous draw among tourism in Washington County and Iowa. Some of the amenities of the project include a 1,200-seat event and convention center, which will boast live venue concerts, entertainment, trade shows, local sorority and fraternity reunions, athletic reunions, weddings, and social events. The casino interior emulates the interior of a riverboat. We'll have 1,100 slot video poker machines, 40 table games, blackjack tabs, and the like. Now, this is my favorite part of the food venue, because like everyone here, I'm sure you had a hearty breakfast, and I love to eat. In designing casinos, food is very important, and the placement of culinary activities is important to how they work. We provided a wide variety of venues for food and selections, and it included our theme. First of all, there's a Made of Iowa buffet, which is seated for over 400. It has an open-style action buffet that will offer varieties of types of food for all sorts of people. We have the Ripple Diner, which is a vast food area for nourishing food. It's a snack sandwich picture parlor. And Ripple is a reference to the first steamboats on the Iowa River. The venue that I'm most looking forward to going to when the casino opens is Ruthie's Steakhouse. It's a fine dining, white tablecloth, menu ordered venue. It's a reference to Ruth Keel, who's one of the pioneers in the modern era of riverboat gaming in Iowa. Also included in the plan is Iowa retail, which will boast arts and crafts, merchandise, and memorabilia from Iowa, and also the riverboat history of Toronto. We designed a number of retail venues, and the importance and quality of those will be great. There's a 200-room golf resort hotel and clubhouse, which will overlook the Iowa River and the rolling hills of Iowa, the Washington area. And she talked about the golf course that we just chose.
Thank you. This may be my first golf course in Iowa, but I feel like I'm an Iowa connection because my daughter Alden went to the University of Iowa, created a writing program one summer while she was in college. She had her best teaching there. She went on to get 2 master's degrees, an MFA and MA in writing from other universities, but she wasn't accepted into the MFA program at the University of Iowa, which is the best in the nation. But launched her career, and now she teaches creative writing at Emerson College because of the University of Iowa. I came into this position for my father, Robert St. Jones, from family business. He was the first, as Dan mentioned, I'm the open doctor now. He was the first open doctor. He became famous for redesigning golf courses for those of our national championship. I've been very fortunate to have that mantle passed to me. And I've learned a lot by going around and working on these open golf courses that I then translated to the private, such as the Riverside golf course. I'll tell you a couple of stories that give you an idea of how popular the game was and is. When my father did the Open Hill golf course in 1951, that was the U.S. Open, such a hard test that they only 2 players broke par. My dad always wheeled and dealed in the clubhouse, but my mom would always follow the final round. She followed Ben Hogan. And for those days, didn't have ropes. And he came off the course and immediately saw my mother and went right to her and said, my mom loved everybody, said, isn't this great that you just played the greatest final round in championship golf in U.S. Open history? You won the tournament. Aren't you proud of yourself? Aren't you pleased? Aren't you happy? He said, Mrs. Jones, if your husband had to play the golf course that he designs for a living, you'd be in the red line. I was more fortunate when I did my first U.S. Open course. Also the number one player in the game, Curtis Green, won the tournament at Brookline. And there's his closing speech when he received the trophy. He said, isn't it great that the best player in the game can come play our national championship 6 under par with the tournament? And the next day, the members can go out and enjoy the same golf course. And that's really what I intend to do here in Iowa. I intend to build a world-class golf course, something that's really never been done, hopefully in this region. Yet, it can be played by the best in the game, it can challenge the best in the game, but it can be enjoyed by all. And I think that's why it's going to attract so many people to drive a car to come to this golf course and casino. The site is very diversified. It gives me 300 acres, which is more than I normally get. It gives me a lot of flexibility, a lot of freedom to build different types of golf holes. And we work with the Iowa River. We have topo and trees, and part of the site, part of it's open. So it's going to be 3 different types of golf holes on the same site, which really will add to the continuing interest of the game of golf on this site. I've been fortunate to worked on several casino golf course projects, 2 in Las Vegas, 1 Cascada, which is owned now by Harrah's, the other Rio Seca, which is owned by the Rio Hotel. I just finished 2 golf courses for Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut, and also the Jackpot Junction course in southern Minnesota. And they are the best opportunities, I think, for golf course architects because, as the Keel family feels, we want to build a golf course that will draw everybody can enjoy, people can come and learn the game, people can challenge themselves, and really enjoy the outdoors. This is a picture of Beth Page, which really gives you a pretty good idea of what golf has done and how it's changed since my father redesigned Open Hill. In 2002, U.S. Open was held here on the first public venue, first public owned venue ever to host the national championship. I was very fortunate to redesign the whole golf course. And I think it's transformed the game of golf to the point where there's going to be more public golf courses built of high quality, such as Riverside, that will attract many new players to the game and people can enjoy them because we've now brought a new age of golf where the public golf course public golfers are now part of our national heritage. I've also done Torrey Pines in San Diego, which was the 2008 U.S. Open, so there's a trend there, and I think you'll definitely have the opportunity to host many tournaments and maybe a national championship at Riverside Marin Island. I'm very pleased to be a part of this project, and I thank the Keel family. I want to introduce Tim Butler, the president of Washington County Casino.
Thank you, Mr. Trump. Good morning, commissioners. I am Tim Butler, president of the Riverside Casino Foundation. On behalf of all of our board members and the 19,000 citizens of Washington County, I'd like to thank you for this opportunity this morning. Our foundation, we believe, is truly Washington County. We've worked hard to try and include all of the communities in our county, Brighton, Wellman, Coppock, Coppersville, Riverside, and Washington, Kelowna. I'm sure I've left maybe one or two of them out. Our committee members represent wide walks of life in their county. We're teachers, we're farmers, we're newspaper editors, we're professional and business leaders. And as I said, we represent all dying communities in Washington County. We've accepted our charge of distributing approximately $3.2 million a year within our county and surrounding areas. Some of the things that we'll be looking at for these funds are going to include education opportunities for our young people, such as site developments, new buildings, expanded curriculum opportunities for them, re-education or training of our displaced workforce, civic improvements such as community centers, libraries, emergency equipment and facilities, and the training for those volunteers that command them. Economic development zones with infrastructure needs and assistance in obtaining new retail, commercial, residential, and industrial growth to Washington County. Expanding tourism with Kelowna, the Amana Colonies, Mark Park Nature Center, Lake Darling, and even maybe a rainforest in our future. And of course, the Iowa Hawkeyes, already providing attractions to our area and will help us bring people to our golf course and our casino, not only from Iowa, but from Missouri, from Illinois, surrounding areas. The slide shows $650,000, approximately 25% of our foundation's funds, will be added to the budgets of each of the committees or communities within our county. Our foundation will touch every life in our county, we feel. With industrial plants closing in Washington, Mount Pleasant, Iowa City, and surrounding areas, we feel that 850 new jobs are welcome and needed in Washington County in the southeast Iowa region. So in closing, I just again like to thank you this morning for this opportunity. I look forward to welcoming you to Riverside and Washington County next month. And at this time, I'd like to turn the program over to our general manager, Joe Musselman.
Thank you, Tim. Good morning, commissioners. I'm Joe Massa, general manager at Catfish Bend Casino. And as has been indicated, Catfish Bend is a 50% owner in this project, along with up to about 500 local investors from the state of Iowa. I want to touch, my purpose here is to touch on a few of the things that we know that you're interested in, kind of highlight a few of the things as a part of the project, and then bring you up to date on where we are as of yesterday. Community support. I note that we had the largest voter turnout percentage for any referendum that passed in the last couple of years relative to gaming. We have resolutions of support from Washington County, from the City of Washington, from Ainsworth, from Riverside, Brighton, Crawfordsville, Wellman. We have support from the Washington County Economic Development Group and the Washington City Chamber of Commerce. This is about economic development. And we're talking about a truly rural area. Washington County has 19,000 residents. There are 9 communities in the county. The largest community, Washington, is 7,000 people. And from there, it drops out very rapidly. It's uniquely located, though, at the end of what is developing as the Cedar Rapids to Iowa City corridor. And what we're talking about is providing an anchor to that corridor, an entertainment anchor, and allowing the citizens of Washington County to participate in that development as it goes forward. This casino will be the key to the orderly development of those things in the area. We have worked with the community of Riverside, which is already being impacted by a trickling of growth coming south from Iowa City, and it will be impacted by our casino, we know. We have provided the city $25,000 for them to hire a professional master planner who has sat down with community leaders and developed a vision for the future of Riverside so that they can plan an orderly development as well as provide the necessary infrastructure to support that kind of development. Buy Iowa First. As one of those people who has the privilege of almost on a monthly basis coming before the commission with contracts and so forth, I recognize and appreciate your interest in buying Iowa First. I think the Keel family and their business activities in Iowa epitomizes that effort. We buy products from Iowa, we invest in Iowa. And local ownership really helps ensure that that happens because our owners are Iowans and they're interested in the development of their communities and the development of Iowa, so we buy Iowa products. Our casino, Catfish Bend, as well as our sister casino in Mississippi Belle II, we're proud to say are continuously either at the top or among the top 2 or 3 casinos as far as the annual rating of those in terms of the percentage of Iowa products that they buy, and that's been true ever since that statistic has been kept. Again, we think that if you talk about Iowa First, having a locally owned casino epitomizes Iowa First as we're allowing Iowans the first opportunity to invest in these economic opportunities. Talk a minute about jobs. As has been mentioned before, we're talking about 850 good jobs. The citizens of Washington County, as Jim mentioned, have faced job losses and substantial ones recently. That results in a good number of the citizens of that area having to commute long distances for jobs. That's a hardship in terms of just the cost of commuting, as well as what it does to disrupting family activities. We want to bring these jobs back to the local area. And Catfish Bend, our model will carry forward with what Washington County Casino. We at Catfish Bend, 10% of our net profits is distributed annually to our employees. In terms of profit sharing, we project doing that same thing with the Washington County project. We have health insurance, we have life insurance, we have a 401k plan, paid vacation, sick leave, those types of things. And I think what demonstrates how well we treat our employees is that over 60% of our employees at Catfish Bend have been with us at least 3 years, if not longer. Partnering for economic development and tourism. I would mention that the Catfish Bend Casino in 1998 received the Tourist Attraction of the Year Award from the state of Iowa. Bob and Ruth Keel in 1986 received the Small Business Administration National Small Business Owners of the Year Award from Ronald Reagan. Catfish Bend Casino in 2001 was named by the British Broadcasting Company as one of the top 10 casino destinations in the world, and you might have seen that program as it airs from time to time on the Travel Channel. One of the primary reasons for that was the local ownership aspect. The City of Fort Madison has received the Tourism Community Award in 1996 and 1997. And what we really see here is that not only will we be bringing new visitors to the area, because of the golf course, the full range of amenities that the casino is going to offer, but this will also complement the existing activities in the area. There are a lot of activities at the University of Iowa, cultural events, athletic events, those types of things, the activities they have in Coleman. And with this kind of a destination resort, what you do is for those existing visitors, you provide an opportunity to extend their stay time. As they extend their stay, they spend more money, that spurs more economic growth. But we have a new growth we're going to bring, plus extending the growth from the activities that are already there. The Catfish Den story and the local ownership model, and a lot of people lately have been talking about local ownership, and we applaud that. We think it's a good thing. We're proud to say that it started with Catfish Den Casino. The Keels received the first license for a riverboat operation in Iowa and, in fact, in the nation. They were followed about 5 minutes later by Mr. Goldstein, but we can still claim to be number one. But what happened and what brought about the success of Catfish Bend, I think, is a story, an interesting story, and I want to relate it to you quickly here in the time that I have left. Don't go that in about 1990, one morning, about 200 employees of Catfish Bend Casino, the boat was at that time in Fort Madison, and about 100 visitors who wanted to take the cruise that morning, I went down to the riverfront to get on the boat, and the boat was gone. Overnight, it picked up anchor and had left for what was determined to be better waters. This caused a considerable amount of consternation, as you can imagine, probably 450-plus people out of jobs. The city of Fort Madison had about $2.5 million of debt that they had taken on to build the riverfront to dock the boat, so it was a serious problem. 22 local residents got together. We called those people our founders, and they said, you know, we're not going to take this sitting down. We're going to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps and do something about this. Fortunately, there was a gentleman that lived in Fort Madison by the name of Dick Camilla. Dick was chairman of your commission at that time. So they went to Dick and said, Dick, we've got this problem. Can you give us some advice on what we might do? We'd like to get this thing back up and running. Dick said, well, if I were you, I'd go up to Dubuque, and I'd talk to Bob and Ruth Keel. The Keels have been in the riverboat business. They've been in the river business for years before gambling even came along. They're Iowans. They know Iowa. They understand Iowa. They're also in the business of building boats. They might be able to help you out, give you some advice. So they went out and visited with the Keels, and Bob and Ruth said, well, you know, we're building boats, and we have to have a boat that we think would be about the size for the market in Fort Madison. So what we'll do, we'll put this boat into the project for 25% of the ownership. You go out and raise the rest of the money, and we'll resurrect this riverboat casino operation. The local citizens were excited. They said, that's great. We'll go out and get the money. And everything went well, except they couldn't raise the money. So they came back, and Bob and Ruth said, well, here's what we'll do. We'll match dollar for dollar. Everything you can raise, we'll be 50% partners in this operation. That's how Catfish Bend came along. 500 local investors plus the Keel family put up the money and got the riverboat back in business. This is the birth of that model, and that's the model that we're using for the Washington County Casino project. We're talking about an ultimate Eastern Iowa destination. Again, as I said, we extend that anchor. We develop an entertainment anchor for that corridor, the Cedar Rapids to Iowa City corridor. As Dan mentioned, we believe we're serving the largest underserved gaming market in the state, and there are no casinos within a 50-mile radius of where we're proposing our site to be. To bring you up to date on the investment, first of all, I'd point out we're not asking for any government financial assistance. We're not asking the state, we're not asking the county, we're not asking any community for any financial assistance, any tax breaks, any tips like this. This project will be Iowa's investing in Iowa. We've had 15 investor meetings in the last 24 days. We have more than 800 people have come to these meetings and asked for prospectuses saying we're interested in examining this investment. In that short period of time, we've already had 168 investors sign on the dotted line subscribing, and that represents over $10 million in the first 24 days. We're very confident in our ability to raise the funding for this project from Iowa investors. So So on behalf of what I'm confident will be almost 1,000 Iowans, neighbors and friends of yours and mine, we thank you for the opportunity to present this project to you for your consideration, and we look forward to meeting with you in a couple of weeks, and then again on May 4th, and then again on May 11th, and hope we receive a license. Thank you very much.
Thank you.